Guatemala gets a new president today. He's a former surgeon, a social conservative, and some analysts doubt whether he can ease the poverty and violence that have led so many people to flee Guatemala. Maria Martin has the story.
The U.S. delegation to the inauguration of President Alejandro Yamatei includes Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross and Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf. One of the biggest questions is whether Guatemala will support a controversial asylum agreement it signed with the U.S. last July. So far, the new president has sent out mixed signals, but many analysts believe the threat of increased tariffs on Guatemalan exports will force the new president's hand. At his victory rally, Yamatei promised to build a new Guatemala, creating peace and progress and ending malnutrition and violence, while putting an end to what he called disgusting corruption. Outgoing President Jimmy Morales expelled a UN-backed International Anti-Corruption Commission. Yamatei has talked about a national anti-corruption project, but civil society activist Manfredo Marroquin doesn't see much hope for real change under the new administration.
El presidente electo,
Marroquin says Yamatei is in the mold of traditional politicians in Guatemala. He's not proposing specific reforms, he says, nor guaranteeing he'll make the fight against corruption a priority. What Yamatei is making a priority is to stimulate business and investment in Guatemala. He says that will trickle down and put an end to constant migration. But journalist Juan Ruiz Font says his proposals may benefit only a small sector of Guatemalan society.
Its major plans are shaped to stimulate the economy, the formal economy of the country. However, we have to think that 60% of the Guatemalan population lives out of this formal economy.
Yamatei has spent the last 13 years running for president under the banner of four different parties. Professor Jo Marie Burt, a Guatemala expert with the Washington Office on Latin America, questions the alliances he's had to make in the process.
The hardline military, for example, he has very close associates among his advisors and in his proposed cabinet. Our former counterinsurgency officials, some of them participated in an attempted coup in 1993. Some of them have alleged ties with organized crime and drug trafficking.
Yamatei won't enjoy a large popular mandate. He received only 14% of the vote in the first round election. But in the second round, he faced off against a highly disliked former first lady accused of corruption. This after more popular candidates had been barred from running. Yamatei's biggest challenge may be how to deal with a skeptical citizenry, more than a million of whom have felt the need to seek new lives in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.